The African American Museum in Philadelphia is hosting an exhibition of two photographers with radically different approaches to African spirituality. On one side of the gallery is photojournalism from Senegal, and on the other is conceptual photography from Sierra Leone. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Leila Amatula-Bahrain and Adame Delphine Fawundu are both from Brooklyn, New York.
We've known each other for over 20 years?
That is Fawundu. And 2 years ago, both of them created an organization of African diaspora women photographers. It's called MFON, which publishes journals and creates collaborative exhibitions, such as this show, in the third floor gallery of the African American Museum in Philadelphia.
Of spirituality, of African identity, where Leila is actually doing documentary and photographing people as they are. Here I am making up identities and looking at, you know, post-colonial ideas of identity.
The documentary part of the show focuses on the followers of Bifal, as a branch of Islam in Senegal, whose colorful clothing makes them particularly photogenic. Bahrain says the bold patchwork fashion sense is tied to the movement's 19th century disciple who traveled extensively throughout Senegal.
People would give him different types of fabric, and he would make clothes from them. He would make his own garments from the fabric that he collected. And so what he was doing at the time was a matter of function, but now it's become a matter of style.
On the other side of the room is work by Fawundu, whose meticulously staged photographs evoke the spiritual traditions of Sierra Leone. She draws from the hip-hop culture she grew up with in New York and the mythical deities of her ancestors in Sierra Leone.
I'm inspired by Mami Wata. Like, I've known people who say, I've seen Mami Wata just recently when I was in Sierra Leone. So
that's a river goddess.
Yes, a river goddess. This water goddess is present in so many different indigenous communities.
The dual show by Fawundu and Bahrain is part of the African American Museum's spring exhibitions, which also include a show of works on paper from the museum collection. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
The exhibition continues through May 12th.